This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
So they're allowing giant human smuggling, including children in Europe and the United States. They're allowing fentanyl to be shipped across. But they're arresting Amish farmers that sell their neighbors raw milk in places like Pennsylvania. Now we have this video. It's a story on Infowars.com. Jamie White's written about it. Shock video. Dutch government goons employ snatch-and-grab tactics against farmers protesting the Great Reset. They've been carrying out snatch-and-grab policies against farmers. It's just insane. Shock video from Amsterdam shows the government upping ante against outraged farmers, pushing back against the targeting of livestock and farmland by mass government goons dragging protesters into police vans. Let's go ahead and roll this with audio and video. Crowds, throwing them in vans because the government says they're going to get rid of 90% of the cows in the next 5 years, banning 30% this year. Because farming's bad for the earth. Cutting off the resources, waging war against the infrastructure, cutting off the power. This is the globalist takeover. This is the Soviet Union on steroids. This is the kulaks in Ukraine and Western Russia. Just unbelievable criminal activity. This is the Great Reset. This is the New World Order. And we have to come together and say no and identify the WEF as the enemy running this entire operation. I'm going to try to give Steve Bannon on tomorrow or the next day. Steve Bannon raised millions. They built a bunch of border wall for advertising and crew and staff and travel. They got a couple hundred thousand dollars over a year. They never denied that. How do you think you operate? I mean, you look at the one foundation with Bono of U2. He gives less than 1%. Bannon's foundation gave over 95%, the group he's working with, to build the wall. They're calling that a fraud. So he got pardoned for this by Trump. So now he's been indicted. They will have to kill me first. Bannon indicted in New York at a midterms. Charges mirror 2020 federal case against him, alleging he defrauded donors fundraising to build the border wall. They're coming for us all, Bannon warns. This is nothing more than a partisan political weaponization of the criminal justice system. Former White House Chief Strategist Steve Bannon was indicted today by New York prosecutors in a move he claims is part of the partisan political weaponization of the criminal justice system. And it goes on from there. He's been swatted three times in the last few weeks. It just gets more insane by the moment. And make no mistake, they're trying to set us up as well. This is such a dangerous moment. Hunter Biden condemned crack whores and children he's raping and says he works for Chinese intelligence in audio tapes released. That's okay. Steve Bannon was involved in a charity that advertised on a show, tried to build a border wall, and now he is worse than the devil. We've got to stand with Steve Bannon. We've got to pray for Steve Bannon. We've got to support him because he's under massive, massive attack. And he's come out against Trump and the vaccines. He's trying to wake Trump up. He has come out against the whole globalist program. He's come out against Jared Kushner. And so you now see what's happening to Steve Bannon. Is he perfect? No. Am I perfect? No. But the enemy of freedom is definitely after him. So don't take this broadcast for granted either. Take the live show feeds at Infowars.com/show and Bannon video. Take the archives. Take the videos. Take these big interviews today and share them once they're archived at Bannon video. Whatever you do, pray for the broadcast and the global awakening. Thank you all for your incredible support. Tate Daly takes over in T-minus 60 seconds. Realize how precious this broadcast is. I thank you for your support.
The Rage, for more than a decade, have been concentrated green powders with wheatgrass and so many other ingredients that are known to make us healthy, to make us vibrant, and to defend our immune systems. Now, over a year and a half ago, we came out with a product that was top sourced, top of the line, as good as can get. But then the supply chain broke down, and it was sold out for more than a year. Finally, green fiber capsules, this big old bottle, jam-packed, is back in stock for a limited time at InfoWarsStore.com, 30% off. In this limited time, I'll have time to go into all the great things it does or what it has inside. But go to InfoWarsStore.com and look up green fiber capsules for yourself and see how amazing it is. And what's just as amazing is it funds the InfoWar and keeps us on air. We're all under globalist attack. They don't want you to have these essential nutrients that are in this product. Get yours today at 25% off at InfoWarsStore.com. Now back in stock.
Welcome back to the Alex Jones Show. I'm Kate Daly, your guest host for this hour, and I am from katedalyradio.com, the Kate Daly Show. All right, I have so many things on my mind today. First off, I just want to mention that I'm marking myself safe from 77 years of fear that Russia's going to attack us. For 77 years, they have been saying Russia will attack. For all of you that remember getting under your desks in the 50s, I don't remember that. I was born in the 60s, but what I'm saying is we have been in fear for a very long time, still trying to sell the fear. 77 years, marked safe. Anyway, I have so much to talk about today. I want to talk a little bit about the occult. I know. I hate that topic because I feel like it invites stuff in, but I'm going to talk about it because of what Disney did and what Disney is doing. And really, I want to actually kind of look at the big picture here on what the last century looked like in this type of thing and how people are being sold on it in really strange ways now. I also wanted to say, I wasn't here last week. I actually had an emergency for a member of my family. And it's a big lesson in check your blood levels. You'll go into socialized medicine now, into the hospitals, and maybe you have a couple of symptoms, nausea or something like that. And what happens is they'll give you nausea medication. They will just dismiss it as if it's just a nothing symptom when there's no other symptoms, or it could be any symptom. My biggest advice to people right now is to get away from socialized medicine and the hospitalists and the hospitals and do more on your part that you can do. And if you have to pay for blood draws every year just to kind of see where you're at, to see where all your levels are, levels like calcium in your blood can mean something totally different when they're elevated. And so my biggest, you know, lesson last week is make sure that you're doing this all along, because you can probably thwart something coming, and we all need to be doing that. And you can do a lot with nutrition and a lot with health if you're on top of it and you know where you stand. And oftentimes with our kids and everything else, we don't think of these things. We don't think, you know, hey, maybe I should just see where they're at, because a blood draw can actually tell a pretty big story on what's happening to your kids and your family members. Just keep that in mind. It's something we should probably be doing yearly because of all the things sprayed on us, the things that we're eating, all the things that our body is trying to get away from, trying to save us from, I should say. It's a big deal. Make sure that you take charge of your health is the big lesson. And you know, don't wait for them to ask you to go do that, because you'll be holding your breath for quite a long time. They probably won't. They don't care about health. They care about pharma, and they care about symptoms. They're like collectors of symptoms. And it's bad news for all of our health. It truly is. So make sure that you're doing that and staying on top of it. It's a good idea, and it takes a second, and just do it. I promise you on this, just do it. I watched the movie Network and the movie, remember the old movie Network from years and years ago, and the Truman Show back to back. Kind of an interesting duo of movies, because one obviously is telling you that that media lies to you, mainstream media will lie to you and lie to you and lie to you. And then you have the Truman Show, which is basically a red pill moment when you feel, when you realize the world is different from what you think it is. And watching Truman go through, Jim Carrey, go through the process of being red-pilled, somebody says something to him, And all of a sudden he thinks, oh, well, wait a second. Why are you saying this to me? Does it make sense? And then he starts to look. And this is where the big moment is for a lot of people. Maybe it was for you too. You start to look around to see whether or not what that person said to you. And in this case, it was, hey, this isn't real. Everybody's being paid to be your friend. Everybody's being paid and you're in basically a show. So he starts looking around and he starts realizing that people are on a loop, right? Going around his house. And it freaks him out. He starts realizing, oh my gosh, there's the girl on the bike and there's the guy with the flowers and there's the yellow beetle and it's on a loop. And he thinks, well, that's odd. Something's wrong with this picture. Well, of course, because you start really seeing it for what it is when you get new eyes and a new perspective. Changes everything, doesn't it? And then you start seeing pieces fall into place, right? There was a big light that came down from the movie set out of the sky, and he's looking up going, why is there a light falling out of the sky? It doesn't make sense. And so in that red pill moment, you've probably been pretty red pilled or you wouldn't be listening now, right, to this. And so you started to realize that things were much, much different. And you started to see things in a way in the last century that have kind of come down on us. And it has been an interesting experiment in humanity because you realize how controlled things really are. And you realize how we have been infiltrated. We are the proverbial frog in the hot water. We just don't see it. We just don't. It's hard to see. It's hard to realize. You know, Beyonce can do a, like I'm going to call it a skit, but it's not a skit. It's like a musical number on the stage at the Grammys. And she's basically dancing out of, you know, Satan's crotch. And we're like, hey, I like the beat. I like the beat of that song. That's a cool song. I mean, we don't even see it anymore. I mean, Madonna virtually does the same thing. We just go, she's got little demons dancing around her. It doesn't matter. It doesn't matter. It's entertainment. It's them being an artist. No, it's not. No, it's not. It's far more sinister than that. But we have been so used to it. And I think with our goodness, we're not going to see these things. See, that's a perfect clip. These little demons dancing around. And we're not shocked by that. 150 years ago, we would have been shocked by that. You know why? Because we talked about God a lot. It was in a lot of conversations. We didn't have this thing called a TV and media and social media to distract us quite so heavily. So I'm watching these movies and I'm realizing that moment is such a big moment for people. And they start to kind of realize, and that's what happened to me. The last 10 years have been the biggest red pilling I've ever gone through ever. Okay. So I want to talk just a little bit about Disney. They have a new movie called Little Demon, Danny DeVito special, right? Danny DeVito is a hardcore leftist, and so is his daughter. She plays the Antichrist. Her mother was impregnated in this cartoon by Satan. I'm sure you've heard about it. I'm sure they've talked about it on here. And everybody's shocked. I'm not shocked. Are you kidding me? You go look at Disney's past and you go look at everything that has to do with what we've been shown for the last 100 years. You're not going to be shocked at all. This is just the next evolution. The evolution period that we're in right now is so what? And this is who we are. They used to do a little bit more sleight of hand. The sleight of hand isn't there anymore. They don't need to do it. That's the point. And so, you know, Ayn Rand used to have these arguments that basically politics weren't really about politics. It was about something much deeper. It's about philosophy. It's about, you know, foundational issues in philosophy. And she's right. And there's this new projection of the left and it's magical thinking. And now when I say that, you're going to notice this more and more coming from leftists. Everything is about magic. Everything is about magical thinking. I mean, it has to do with so many issues of the day, too. And that's what's kind of interesting, too. I'll get into that. But this is where you really kind of look at the fact that the food shortages, why are they doing the food shortages? Because they want us to be very distracted from what they're actually doing, and that's looting the country, okay? So the food shortages are to make us concentrated on, oh my gosh, we're not going to have any food, which is a true thing. We're not going to have any food, and you need to be very scared about this every day, so don't look at what we're doing. Don't look at the hijacking, the money laundering, and all the rest. You know, poverty now is a political choice. It's a political choice by this coup administration that got in to the White House, where they make decisions to make you poor, political decisions to make you poor. It's not that you're there by choice. It's that they are ramping everything up, the cost of everything. Everything is going up and it's not coming down, right? And so it's going to get harder and harder to live. And couples are going to have to work outside the home more and more, try to be a stay-at-home mom. It's not going to happen. It's just not going to happen. Not with the way things are going right now. Global warming, another great example of magical thinking. We're gonna tell you you are a super good person if you want less emissions. Do less emissions do anything? No, no. Does the money go anywhere? No, of course not. It's all about selling a magical thinking idea, because then you can pat yourself on the back and you don't have to actually do anything. You can just be for these hoaxes. You can just be for, you know, in support of these types of things. When I come back, I want to get into a little bit of the occult and how people are joining that movement right now. It isn't what you think it is. And a lot of things are being sold to us under that movement that are truly something else. It's a huge sleight of hand. I'll be right back. I'm Kay Daly, your guest host on The Alex Jones Show.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com, and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
GCN's policy is open forum, avoiding censorship. Defense costs for words spoken outside of our control supersede the ability to deliver voices to this important talk platform. The First Amendment is the foundation of our core values. Cancel culture is silencing voices regardless of perspective. Freedom to speak is in the balance. Support the legitimacy of speech itself. Consider donating to SaveGCN.com. That's SaveGCN.com.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the Mineral Doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork. You know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. That's 800-507-3137.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Welcome back to the Alex Jones Show. I'm your guest host, Kate Daly, from the Kate Daly Show. All right, so let's get into this a little bit deeper, because I wasn't shocked at all about Disney's little demon, and I know that I felt a little gaslit from it, actually, like, oh, what are they doing now? Well, they've been doing this a long, long time. And I want to talk about a little bit about how they're using the sleight of hand to get us to engage in the practices of the occult, the leftist special, without realizing we're in it. That's what's crazy. So there was a great article about Sabrina the Teenage Witch, and it was back on the small screen, right? It was this like darker, like Netflix, of course. The Obamas are a huge part in Netflix. They're a wonderful couple. Anyway, Netflix series. And the reboot of this like little witchy cult film, The Craft, is in the works. If you guys notice, too, the reason I'm doing this segment today is because I noticed something when I was looking at upcoming movies. And we have more gore and Halloween movies coming out than ever before. In fact, rom-coms are just, I don't know, they're not doing them anymore. I don't know, maybe a sprinkling of them throughout the whole next year. But really, it's about gore. They're starting early, we'll just say that. And these Halloween-ish sort of movies used to kind of hit. You'd get one big one during Halloween. And now it's like this huge influx where the big concentration is on gore, violence, and the occult, which is really strange to see this. Not strange, but fascinating to watch. And so the phrase witch hunt, you know, we have all of these kinds of things, all these phrases, all these things that we're constantly being told. So they think about 1 million to 5 million people identify as pagan, right? Or Wiccan, or in one of these groups. It's not very popular. I mean, Hillary has no problem saying she's a witch. But, and there's some stars out there that have actually come out. Now, that would have been the death of a star 60 years ago in their career to say that they were part of a coven or witches or the whole nine yards. But there are so many that are practicing now. And so now, if you really look at it, about 6 in 10 Americans, so 60% of Americans right now, ascribe to at least one New Age belief that isn't exactly about God. And they're going away from organized religions to more of these new age types of things, believing in astrology, believing in psychics, believing in crystals, believing in all of these different things to kind of help them through their day. In fact, they're really mass marketed. So you've got this billion, multi-billion dollar industry right now with only more steady growth coming, because you have millennials and Gen Zers that are more likely than any other age group to get involved with a number of these things. We also have a steady diet of Harry Potter. We have more New Age available to us now in so many ways that we don't even see it. And I did a show a number of years ago, maybe it was a year or two ago, on The Secret. And I'll talk about that in just a moment, too. But if you look at this, even Urban Outfitters carries all these different kinds of crystals and tarot cards and all these different ritual kits. A ritual kit. Do we know what that is? It's a witchcraft kit. It's incense and it's crystals and it's sage. You've got Gwyneth Paltrow and you've got all these different things. She's got this glass water bottle she sells with a pillar of amethyst and with the power of crystals. See, it's just sort of marketed, if you will. So why did they make the movie Little Demon? Why did Danny DeVito get so excited about this with his daughter and the whole producing crew from the show Community? Why did they want to do this so bad? They took the whole year of 2020, when everyone was in lockdown, to develop this idea of a 13-year-old being the Antichrist. Okay. And it's all of her antics. Oh, how cute. A little cartoon for you. Well,
They did it because there's a market for it. That's why. And they knew it. And they knew it. And we must think of it in those terms, because they weren't just throwing something out there. It wasn't like they hired somebody and just wanted to. This is on Netflix, by the way, streaming a Disney production. But they weren't just throwing this out there. They've been doing it for a really long time. Look back at Walt Disney's whole entire career. What did he start out with? Think about this for just a second. What did he start out with? The skeleton dance. Why? It was in the summertime. It wasn't Halloween. It wasn't like something marketed to the littles for Halloween. It was the skeleton dance. Now, if you're a guy that is, and he's got a really strange background, but if you're a guy that's intent on making cartoons for kids, and even though you don't have any artistic talent, which he really didn't, he relied on other people to draw Mickey and all the rest. In fact, my uncle even worked at Disney drawing some of those characters. So if you're a guy that's set on producing something for children, why would one of your first things out of the gate be the skeleton dance? It's kind of a macabre, strange way to introduce yourself to the world of children, isn't it? Do you think people saw it back then? Do you think people actually saw what he was doing? It's the best magic trick or sleight of hand in this last century is Disney. That Disney is some wonderful, cute little business for kids. It's some sweet little thing. At the time, movies were kind of known as Babylon. Hollywood was known as Babylon. It had a really bad reputation for a reason, because it is. And so here comes Disney, and Disney is nothing but promoted. Nothing but promoted. And what's interesting about this was they needed something to clean up the image, and they introduced Disney. And so here it comes out in the summer. It's 1929. Okay. It comes out in August, and it's about a spooky graveyard with, macabre imagery. Very, very interesting. Then he comes out with The Sorcerer's Apprentice in 1940. Guess what? It wasn't a huge success at the time. People weren't enamored with this. Now they call it brilliant. He was brilliant. No, he wasn't. He had an agenda, but people failed to see it. They didn't want to see it. Nobody does. And so what was this about? Mickey puts on the hat and tries magic on a broom. He commands the broom to carry buckets of water to fill a cauldron. And since Mickey is satisfied, he sits down on the chair and he falls asleep. He dreams that he's a powerful sorcerer high on the top of a pinnacle, commanding the stars and planets and water. Ouch. Don't witches do that? Mickey wakes up to find that the room is filled with water. And the broom isn't stopping, and it goes on and on and on. Now, why would you do a movie like this? Why couldn't you do a cute little film where Mickey, the cute little mouse, who he wanted to name Mortimer, where this cute little mouse, does something, or, he has some talks with his parents. I mean, look at the little Leave It to Beaver shows, right? Why couldn't you do something like that? Why introduce children to the occult? What was it about that that Disney loved? You got to think about that for a moment, because he was surrounded by this kind of stuff. He had a love for this kind of stuff, and nobody really saw it. In fact, he wasn't really good. Why would you pursue a career in animation if you could only hold down a job for a couple of months because you're not good? He was fired. Why would you do that? Why would you consistently pursue? I think there was an agenda there, you think? And The Sorcerer's Apprentice was an interesting film to kind of come out with. And are there movies where they show Mickey Mouse snorting cocaine? Oh, you be the judge. There's a lot of different plots in movies. I'll get back to this in just a moment. I'm Kate Daly, your guest host for The Alex Jones Show.
People ask me all the time, what is your best nootropic? You've got TurboForce. You've got BrainForce Plus. And you've got BrainForce Ultra. Which one is better? And that's like asking, what's better, a Ford F-150 or a Cadillac or a Ferrari? It's different strokes for different folks. It varies. All three are different formulas. All three do different things.
TurboForce is 10 hours of clean, out-of-control energy. I can't even take a whole pack myself. BrainForce Plus is a long-term acting clean nootropic. This BrainForce Ultra is a super fast-acting nootropic that creates incredible clarity but doesn't last very long. They're all three different formulas. And finally, back in stock, massively discounted, BrainForce Ultra is available at InfoWarsStore.com. BrainForce Ultra, back in stock, InfoWarsStore.com.
Are you watching your retirement savings melt away right in front of your eyes as the economy crumbles? Well, if you have an IRA, 401k, or similar account, I need to tell you about a better way that was revealed by a Wall Street Journal best-selling book. Simply put, you can opt out of the insanity and convert your existing retirement account into the most stable physical asset in history, physical gold and silver. Plus, this conversion might qualify you for an IRS loophole that could save you even more. Today, Advantage Gold is giving away a completely free audiobook version of the national bestseller, Gold is a Better Way. Just text the word better to 48542 to get your copy. That's BETTER to 48542. By the time you drive home, this simple step may save the future value of your retirement. It's not too late if you're not prepared. You can take action now and claim a free copy. Text the word better to 48542. That's BETTER to 48542. Message and data rates may apply.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, formerly Air Force Lieutenant Colonel, Air National Guard and Reservist. I'm looking for veterans, active duty military personnel to join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. She needs your skills, courage, and loyalty more than ever. Contact GCNteam.com. Because of the financial and healthcare collapse, veterans are currently struggling finding jobs. Frustrated looking for a job? Change your tactics. Join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. Start a healthcare business with FDI Longevity 90 for Life crusade. Contact GCNteam.com. Immediately. We're looking for military specialists who can use a computer and communicate information and execute a battle plan. Join the admirals, Navy SEALs, Marines, pilots, Army officers, military police, sheriffs, police officers, firemen, and first responders already enrolled in the 90 for Life Crusade. Contact GCNteam.com now. FDI Longevity will help you apply your military skills to the task of saving America through health and financial programs. Contact GCNteam.com. Enlist in GCNteam.com and save America.
Extendivite really works. Here's just a few testimonials from Amazon. RL, 5 stars. Been taking this for 2 months now. I feel better. Have more energy. April, my husband started taking Extendivite, and he said he feels much better and has more energy. EW, need to try. Everyone needs this for their health. Great product, great people. Josie, it works great. This product has made my blood pressure and cholesterol stable. I highly recommend it. JC, great product. Has worked well these last few years. To get your Extendivite today, go to Extendivite.com. That's Extendivite.com. Or call us at 1-877-928-8822.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Welcome back to the Alex Jones Show. I'm Kate Daly, your guest host from KateDalyRadio.com. So I'm talking a little bit about the history of the occult in media and in film and all of the ways we've been indoctrinated and all of the things that are available to us that we don't even think about because they're just kind of cool. I mean, come on. It's a crystal. I mean, it's cool, right? We don't even think about what we're doing anymore. We're on autopilot much of the time. So Walt Disney has all these subsidiaries. Touchstone, Miramax, Hollywood Pictures. Just think for a second all the films that Miramax puts out in Touchstone. Ooh. So there's a lot of themes in those films. What were they devised for? Why do you need all these subsidiaries, right? They were created to camouflage the Disney production of a lot of filth, to tell you the truth. I know I'm going to sound like, you know, a 90-year-old, you know, little church lady. But that's not, it's really and truly, it was about hiding really what they really wanted to get into. Because if Disney's associated with it, everybody's guard is down, right?
So they operate in kind of a clandestine manner, really. And they were all on board as well during World War II for developing World War II propaganda films. I mean, if you look all along, who gets the awards? Disney. Why is he so awarded? He didn't have a huge amount of talent. He had to have other people draw his stuff. Why was he so awarded? They even called him the Golden Boy. There was so much good press about this guy from Time Warner and from all of these different movie companies. They loved him, gave him chance after chance, even when his companies kept going bankrupt in the beginning because he couldn't manage a company. Right? He brought on his brother Roy. And they still made these contracts with him. Why would you make a contract with a business that goes bankrupt? It doesn't make any sense, right? So in the 1920 films, he shows kids cutting school, shoplifting, playing hooky, you know, all the really good messages you want your kids to see. And he shows Alice running away from her responsibility to have an adventure. He shows prisoners escaping and hobos and escaping work and all of these different things, right? Misbehaving. And you think, oh, that he's just showing cute little kids doing fun little things, you know? Who doesn't shoplift and play hooky? Me? I don't. Anyway, so in the 1951 cartoon, Get Rich Quick Goofy wins money at poker. And initially, his angry wife, who doesn't even love to gamble, right? She just, of course, you know, forgives him and then sees, why? Because she sees how much money he's won. What a great lesson for children. I love that, right? Easy come, easy go, right? And so, of course, you know, being shown gambling, countless acts of violence. They couldn't do all of these acts of violence on film at the time. Think 100 years ago. They couldn't do this. So what did they do? They put it into film. They put it into film. I have a mallet for cooking, and one of my kids, who will remain nameless, took the mallet and bonked one of my other kids on the head. Why did they do that? Because they saw it in a cartoon. They saw it in a cartoon. They didn't think it would do anything because the character that got bonked on the head, certainly fine, right? I mean, they're going to do what they see. And this is what they were seeing all the time. Do you remember your childhood without Disney? I grew up near Disneyland. Everything I did was at Disneyland. Grad night and dates and everything was Disney. So my whole childhood, I have great memories. It's kind of like watching the movie Grease. When I was little, I didn't know it was about sex. You don't pick up on that. You just like the music or you think it's a cute story. So we see with the eyes we want to see. And that's okay to a certain degree because we have goodness in us. We're not going to go and see that his Club 33 and you think of the 33 Mason. You don't, you're not going to make those associations. But the problem is that we're still doing this with our children now and we don't even realize what we're doing. That's what it is. It's autopilot. We got to get out of autopilot. And otherwise you're going to have a lot of talks with your kids after every movie they watch, honestly. And so we put them in front of a Disney movie, not thinking at all. And when children see horrible deaths on TV, they learn to associate the suffering with entertainment and pleasure and their favorite soft drink and a little box of goobers, you know. This is the kind of thing that is mind control. Illuminati loves this kind of stuff. And of course, you've got all these violent images they're being shown, but the family's like, oh, we're at a Disney movie. This is fabulous, isn't it? We're here. The Disney Gargoyles cartoon was a television series about pure demonology and the storyline that a race of demons protects New York City. Really? I thought it was made of that. Anyways, yeah, it's a lovely city. So according to ex-Illuminati slaves, you know, the 1960s had to shift their programming away from the military bases at the time because there was too much publicity and too much heat shining on military at the time. And they really didn't want people to understand what was really behind the wars, right? They really didn't. And so the goal was to have a place where you could have these. It became America. Disney is very famous for America. It's got its monument. When you go to America for the first time, you got to go to Disneyland, Disney World, don't you? And the ones around the world, can't even talk today. The ones around the world don't do as well. Yet they're completely propped up. In a real business world, you'd be out. Kind of like CNN. CNN has, what, about 200,000 followers? Yeah, the total zombies among us. Well, in a regular business world, CNN wouldn't be on TV because, you know, free market capitalism, you don't have the crowd, right? Totally bolstered up. Interesting. So from an early time, he was very much in with the government and the government helping in control the projects, what they were doing. And I think it was more so than people realize. I told you I would talk just a little bit about The Secret. This is interesting because there was an expose about The Secret. Now, The Secret is Rhonda Byrne's book, and this book is all about, you know, your intention. You will things to happen, okay? And you could probably think that's a good idea. I think there is something to that in positive thinking and the effect it can have on your body and different things. Your thoughts are who you are, right? So there is some truth there. The problem is that this book was all about, hey, there's this stealthy secret, and this is the secret to your relationships, your happiness, your eternal youth. You're not fat because you ate a lot. You just haven't fought away the fatness enough. It was basically, go make a vision board and make it happen. Don't rely on God. Don't pray about it. No, you need to get into the laws of attraction because it's all about the laws of attraction. So the focus was extreme. Okay. What's interesting about The Secret is that witches actually came out, actual witches, and said, hey, that's what we do. The Secret is, that's witchcraft. That's what we're doing. We're willfully, intentionally wanting something to happen as they're chanting around a cauldron. That's what witchcraft is. But it was being sold to us in a new package. And the new package was new age. Hey, be part of this new secret. You can will away your problems. And then materialistically, you can will into your life everything that you want. There's nothing stopping you. Why is that? See? If you think bad thoughts, bad things will happen. If you think good thoughts, everything good will happen to you. You can create your circumstances. Do you see anything about God in that equation? No, it leaves God out completely. That's the problem. It's an extreme. Is there something to good thoughts? Sure. Sure. But it isn't what they're selling it as. It's a really super seductive message, actually, is The Secret. And so a lot of people, when I said, you know, people are getting into things that they normally wouldn't, this would not be something that they would normally, you know, but they accept it. You know, they accept it because it's part of everything they're seeing around us. And so you might have a couple of friends with some vision boards. They're not bad people. They just think that this is a new secret to behold, that they can actually create their universe this way. You know, I believe in the power of prayer. So a different line of thinking, a different philosophy, if you will, going back to Ayn Rand, a different philosophy, a different foundation. And so if we don't recognize these things and how we're kind of being swept into this, because we have 6 out of 10 Americans subscribing to something in their life that's really going new age without really being told that it is a facet of the occult, no matter how you look at it, it's a facet of it. And parents aren't letting their kids know this. We're still dragging them to Disney movies. And we're weeding out the good ones. Is there a few good ones? Sure. They would have to. They would have to put a few cute ones in there. I've missed all the magic. But ask yourself this. Why all the magic in every single movie? Why? Why does it have to be there? I'll be right back. I'm Kate Daly, your guest host for The Alex Jones Show.
In the 1800s, there were 160 spas set up in Europe to dispense fresh liquid whey. The sick would recover their health and the aged would become rejuvenated. There's only one whey protein powder on the market that can generate and surpass the results seen in the whey spas in Europe. But first, let me tell you the story of 90-year-old Mary, who was semi-bedridden and in hospice care. Mary had been consuming only a pea protein and pasteurized milk drink. Then Mary was put on to Green Meadow Whey mixed with raw milk. She was given 2 to 3 whey drinks per day. On the very first day, Mary was up and came into the kitchen and made chicken soup. She was on her feet for many hours. 3 days later, Mary had gained 2.5 pounds of healthy weight. Green Meadow Whey is health giving to both young and old. Green Meadow Whey is guaranteed to make you feel better, stronger, reduce your inflammation, and eliminate virtually all toxins from your body without feeling sick. To order, go to bestwayprotein.net. That's bestwayprotein.net. Or call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork. You know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-932-5140. 800-932-5140. 800-932-5140. That's 800-932-5140.
All across the country, people are coming together to speed up what we can learn about health. The All of Us Research Program is calling on 1 million people to join us as we try to change the future of health. For your family, for future generations, for all of us. Visit joinallofus.org and find out how you can become one in a million.
Kate Daly Show. Oh, sorry, welcome back to the Alex Jones Show. It's habit. I'm so sorry. I'm Kate Daly, your guest host. It's habit from. And thanks, Alex, for having me on today. And let me just tell you this. The left is fascinated with the occult magic and magical thinking. And now that you know that and you're thinking of those words, listen to the stuff they say. Listen to the things they phrase. You will hear magic more than you've ever heard, especially coming from the media. And in Hollywood, liberals have no other choice since the 1940s, since the inception of the CIA, which is kind of an interesting connection. You have to support, codify and support liberal values. If you don't, you're done. You're done. Your career, won't happen. There's only a scant few that ever still have a career. After they say, well, I'm a conservative or I don't like all of this stuff happening. And so you look back at all the things that we have really sort of placed a huge importance on. The Harry Potter book series. Did J.K. Rowling really write that? Or was there other people involved in making sure that we had the field of child wizardry? Because those films, very, very popular, but because it was based on a book, parents went, oh, it's based on a book. Books are good. Not all books. What are we teaching the kids? There's mysteries and there's all kinds of things that can happen. And this is where people kind of, they don't realize those things can happen without all the occult stuff. But why are we so enamored with this? Why do we love movies with spells and witchcraft and the occult? Because that's all we've been shown for about 100 years. That's why. 110 years. So there's a whole darker side to this magic. And
It occupies in medicine and all kinds of roles. I mean, it does a number on our brain because we're so used to it. So witches, when I was talking about the secret, witches, this is from an actual witch who wrote this. Witchcraft is about harnessing your power and using it alongside the power of the universe to manifest a life that fulfills your higher purpose. Intention simply tells those energies where you want to go next. Practicing intention forces you to ground yourself and do some self-reflection and meditate on what you really want from life. These are the vital skills. Oh, yes, they're so vital. That every witch should possess and constantly improve. I'm creeped out right now reading that. I mean, you could swap that and put it into the secret mentality, the secret book, and it would be that you're saying the same thing, aren't you? So Anton LaVey tells the New Age to give Satan his religion back. The New Age, he says, is a spiritual Satanism repackaged in a box of social morality, wrapped in wrapping paper of unity and social progress. Just like the phrase I just read from you from a witch. And topped off with a bow of love and tolerance. It's all about love and tolerance. It is spiritual principles of Satanism mixed in with appealing, heart-centered moral system. Where Satan gets replaced with the therapeutic imagery idea of source. But of all the actual subjects in the New Age that have to do with the occultic and spiritual matters that have their roots in Luciferian philosophy, just because the New Age sprinkles in a self-esteem message and endorses an appealing standard of social justice and morality in a sentence, that's sort of strange. And endorses an appealing standard of this does not mean that the New Age subjects themselves are not essentially satanic. We've just gotten really used to it. That's the problem. And so you have all this seductive messaging. And what's interesting, too, if you go back and you kind of look from 1910 on, around 1910, the Magic Circle was formed in London. No, 1905. This was the Magic Circle. It was formed in London, and it was to advance the art of stage magic. Think about all the magicians that are in Vegas. You think about all these things that actually were associated with much darker things 200 years ago, but now they're the mainstream. We've accepted it as full entertainment, right? And so we have the theatrical venues to TV, and of course, street magic, all of these different things. So who is a member of that? Prince Charles. Prince Charles is a member of the Magic Circle in London. There's a lot of people that are members of this. And there's this expression, it's all done with smoke and mirrors, kind of like our life right now. How Truman is the Truman Show? Well, we're in it, and it's hard to see out. It's hard to see what we have been indoctrinated with through the years. But this is kind of strange. At the same time, they came up with what was called, they built the Magic Castle. Now, this was a building that was built and then taken over for the same exact purpose as the Magic Circle in London. In L.A., we had the Magic Castle. It's a clubhouse for magicians. And there was an ex-CIA agent that was saying, I don't know about ex, are they ever ex? Anyway, saying this is where a lot of the CIA is trained to do their little sleight of hand and their little tricks. And this place is... well, it's creepy, to tell you the truth. It's located right smack in Hollywood in L.A. and bills itself as the most unusual private club in the world. Now, I didn't want to pick on anybody, but guess who's a member of that? Johnny Carson. Johnny Carson was a member of this Magic Castle Club. And he was intrigued by magic from the age of 12 years on up. And he joined the Navy at 17. What most people don't know about, it's kind of a side note, but what most people don't know about Johnny Carson is that he scored so high in intelligence and psychologically that he was put into a V-12 program during World War II. And the V-12 program hit all kinds of religious institutions and colleges, and they would kind of promise these guys kind of, you know, these key roles in intelligence. Okay. So a lot of what they were really doing was promoting intelligence, curating for CIA intelligence at the time, and trying to decide who they wanted to pick, who, you know, was the smartest guy in the room to be part of this crew. And he started, you know, of course, deciphering messages in the military and all kinds of things. It's very interesting to me how many Hollywood types since the 1940s were in the military, in military programs, in military intelligence programs. Johnny Carson was one of them. Do you ever wonder how people get famous? Do you ever wonder why certain people are promoted over others? It's kind of strange, isn't it? So this particular program, kind of like the Army Specialized Training Program, were to spit out, you know, into such fields as engineering, you know, really good people in their field, right, that would also kind of work for the intelligence, wink, wink, in engineering, foreign languages and medicine, all kinds of things. So they took in all of these people. Now, who was among that kind of group that he came out of? Oh, Henry Kissinger, Mel Brooks, right? Mel Brooks, Frank Church, Bob Dole, good old Ed, New York City mayor, and a whole bunch of people, Gore Vidal, all kinds of people in media and prominent positions. Doesn't that always kind of interest you how many people end up? Robert Kennedy, Paul Newman, Jackie Cooper, Zig Ziglar, Warren Christopher and Carol, Earl Carroll, the judges. A lot of people end up in these programs. Isn't it interesting how many people end up in our media and end up very popular with a career laid out? Same with Johnny Carson. He had a whole career laid out for him. He didn't have to struggle. He got in there very quick. He got prominent positions very quickly. Why? They're all part of a club. Not everybody in Hollywood is in this club. There's a lot of people that would jump through the hoops and will do what they're paid to do, or have a certain bend towards some of the things I've been talking about, and they just sort of like this industry. And I would say Disney really worked for the government as he was developing his company, because he had to depend on loans. He had to depend on certain things to happen for his company to succeed, because his messaging wasn't that popular as far as with the audiences. It was more of a media presence to say, he's the man, he's the golden boy, this is what you should look at. And so people did. It was very coerced. And a lot of people don't know that about Johnny Carson. A lot of people are in intelligence programs in the media for a reason. You've got all your journalists. You've got so many people in politics that have been indoctrinated into intelligence programs for a reason. They want to control people at the helm, and they want to make sure certain messages get out and certain messages don't. It's just how it goes. I have so much more on this. I could actually do a whole nother hour on this, and maybe I'll do a continuation next week because there's so much here. I barely touched on it. But on my show this week, I will be talking about on Friday, 9/11. And, you know, there's a lot to learn about 9/11, a lot of stuff that's come out that we need to talk about, because it's been enough years. It's been enough years that we really need to be red-pilled. We need to really kind of see what's been going on with that as well. And with this, we've been indoctrinated into this sort of thinking and into this occult. If you really look at the big picture, the last 100 years, think about why we needed these things. And by the way, why did they need so many intelligence programs for the war if all we did was invite the Nazis back to be in our country and head up certain divisions? Doesn't make sense, does it? Maybe the war was an excuse to build the CIA. Who knows? I'm Kate Daly, your guest host for the Alex Jones.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com, or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.